All right, Wednesday evening, 5:25:22. We're going to look at a no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. This is called Current Events. It'll be interesting. All right. I want to read to you a word. It's a Prophet's Corner Uncut called the Transition Years. This was 4:17:22. I spoke to you several years ago concerning seven prosperous years, seven lean years. I would not have you to be troubled about this time. Just as I gave Joseph wisdom to prepare Egypt in the seven prosperous years, I also gave him wisdom during the seven lean years. Just continue to follow the Spirit and you will be prepared. While the world looks for its provision outwardly, you will look to your spirit, to me inwardly. I'm clingy. What your nation is going through is the nations of the world are the transition years, transitioning from one system to another. The children coming out of Egypt had to transition from being slaves to depending on me for everything. It did not happen overnight. They ran into problems with their enemy, and I provided a way through the sea. They needed water, and I gave them water out of the rock. They needed food, and I gave them manna from heaven. They wanted meat, and I gave them quails that dropped at their feet. I could not have taken them the easy way, but their vessels were not prepared to receive the promised land. They had to enlarge their capacity to receive. This is happening now in this time you're living in. It takes time to go from the ways of Satan and his kingdom to walking in the ways of my kingdom. That's collectively. As the change happens, there will be gaps in every area, the church, the government, all industry. This transition is spiritual and natural. As the transition is made successfully spiritually, it will manifest itself naturally also. All the gaps will be filled in, replacing what has failed to that that will not fail. The 7 years of famine will be these 7 years of transitioning after the fall of the cabal. And you could say we were probably about 2 years into it since COVID started, March 2020. This is when this operation started. My government will go into place. I've been preparing those behind the scenes to step in and step up as I make room for them, but it will not happen overnight. Just like the children of Israel came out, they faced things that they never faced before, and it will be the same with your nation and the nations of the world. The best is yet to come, but the transition years can be bumpy, like a woman giving birth. Transition labor pains are the ones that actually push the baby out into the world. I noticed with the election, everything, that several major, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Herschel Walker, and they named a few more, Ken Paxton, that just blew past the Democratic side of that, you know, and so looks real good for them in the midterm. See, God is putting his government in place, an interim government, while this transition, because, you know, you don't just... Nasara is not going to just happen like that. It's been in the making for over a year now. It's been working, and they're working the bugs out. And so this is part of that transition. All right, part of the operation starting in March 2020 was also part of the Nasara. Cleaning out the dumps, confiscating the money, all of these things, taking out the Fed, Trump being the treasurer, you know, over the Fed. All right. These 7 years of leanness does not mean you will have nothing. It simply means that you may not be able to get some things because of the gaps. Well, we already know about that, some of it anyway. But fear not, I would make a way where there seems to be no way. Since you seek the kingdom first and my righteousness, all these things will be added to you. You have sown in the time of famine, you will reap a hundredfold in famine. All will be well. It will just be different. You're going where no man has ever gone before. Concerning the church, it takes time for people to become renewed in their minds. Even though I destroyed Pharaoh and all his army, it did not change the people's minds. This is spiritual famine. They will have to learn my ways to operate in full capacity in my kingdom. I told you it will be spiritual and physical. As they come to know my ways, they will see that the world is not the supplier, but I am. What is of the kingdom has not come from the world, but from heaven. My kingdom come, my will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our iniquity as we forgive others. This is the kingdom of God way. You have much work ahead of you to relay foundation and doctrine. You and your team will continue to do what you've been doing, but on a bigger scale. It will be all hands on deck. As I have told you before, that I have many waiting in the wings, ready to step up and take their place and put my church back in order so that my government can be established in the earth. These people will be from every sector, the church, the government, and industry. Your president, my chosen one, has been endorsing the team, my team, MAGA, to step up and fill in the gaps in the interim so everything can continue forward. Many will be given knowledge of Woody inventions, new and better ways of doing things. They're already finding things like that. They will find out the reason they were really born just for such a time as this. This is Esther 4:14. This is when Mordecai is exhorting Esther. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and they of thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Noah Webster 1828 Dictionary says, transition is the passage from one place or state to another. Change is the transition of the weather from hot to cold. Sudden transitions are sometimes attended with evil effects. In other words, it's hard on you. All right. I'm still kind of echoing. All right. This passage in Revelation chapter 18 sounds like this transition to me, and I want to read it. Revelation 18. Starting with verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached into heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, and the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. She shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. This morning I listened to Melissa Redpill. She was talking about the WHO and how they couldn't even get enough people to even step forward. Nobody dared even step forward to try to even endorse what they're even trying to think. And I'm thinking, we're seeing this Purim moment right here, the time of Esther, come to pass. You know, Haman's been hung on the gallows. It's like from now on, whatever they do, they're going to catch themselves in their own traps. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication, live deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Even all the nations are turning and saying, no, we're not doing it. We're talking the NATO countries. Yeah. Or the that's mainly the NATO countries. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. You might go to the store and there ain't nothing on the shelf, especially from what that company used to put there. I want you to think about that. the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble. We're trying to get stuff to put the tile in our bathroom right now. We've been waiting since Thanksgiving to try to get something. And cinnamon and odors and ointments and fragrances and wine and oil and flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and meat, baking products. Think about it. Chariots and slaves, chariots, cars, and souls of men. And the fruits of thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. There's going to be a whole lot of boo-hooing going on. And alas, saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. All these big malls with all these stores everywhere you go. Everything available right at your fingertips. For in 1 hour, so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and many as trade by sea stood afar off. We've already seen this happening with the evergreen and then the ever whatever that other thing was. And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is likened to this great city? You know, the ship that all the buses burst into flame, the electric buses, nearly sunk the ship here just a week or two ago. They're having that happen all over. And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took of a stone like a millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman or whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. This is industry, y'all. And the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by their sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. So God's bringing it down. All right, I want to read to you some things. All right. All the deep state crown corporations are coming down. Think of every product you use. More than likely, most are being manufactured by one of these crown corporations. By the way, the Queen's having her 70th year as Queen right now in London. So a week of Jubilee or something. She's supposedly dead, but all right, here are the biggest, wealthiest corporations in the USA, starting with the wealthiest first. Ford, General Motors, Dell, Nestle, Johnson & Johnson, General Electric, Intel, IBM, Procter & Gamble, that one hurts, Procter & Gamble, PepsiCo, that one too, Lockheed Martin, Lenovo, Boeing, Unilever, Hewlett-Packard, Raytheon Technologies, Apple, Dow DuPont, United Technologies, Caterpillar, Cisco Systems, Pfizer, American Company, these are most of your drug companies, Pfizer, Merck, Tyson Foods, Bunge Limited, which is tobacco, cigarettes and stuff, Oracle Corporation, Honeywell, which is meat, isn't it? All right, let's just look at Procter Gamble and what they manufacture. Pampers, Loves, Bounce, that goes in the dryer, Cheer, detergent, Downy, fabric softener, Dreft, detergent, Gain detergent, Tide, Bounty, paper towels, Tampax, women use, Gillette razors, Venus razors, Head & Shoulders shampoo, Pantene, Old Spice deodorant, Cascade dishwashing, Dawn liquid soap, Febreze, Mr. Clean, Swiffer, tongue, Crest, toothpaste, Fixident, Oral-B, Scope, Pepto-Bismol, Vicks, Z-Quil, which is like NyQuil, Ivory soap, Olay, Olive Olay, Safeguard soap, Secret deodorant. It affects baby care, fabric care, family care, feminine care, grooming, hair care, oral care, personal health care, skin and personal care. All right, let's look at PepsiCo. Pepsi, Lay's potato chips, Mountain Dew, Doritos, Gatorade, Quaker Oats, Lipton Tea, Tropicana, Starbucks, Aquafina water, Ruffles potato chips, Cheetos, Brisk tea, Tostitos, Fritos, Diet Pepsi, Diet Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, and 7-Up. Think it won't affect you? Think again. Between these two corporations and between us, we buy quite a few of those. All right. Think how you will be without them. All of the corporations, including the 501c3 church, are part of the Babylonian system and is coming down. We're told to come out of it. All right. All the corporate. Okay, I heard a couple of times that some of these may be salvageable. I think Juan O'Savin was saying that some of them may be salvageable. I guess it will depend on the maybe taking the wrong leadership out and putting the right leadership in. I don't know. That's what he said. He said, I think what he was indicating was it would be so devastating for everything to be. But the main thing is the rotten is going. The rot is going. All of it. God's going to see to it. All right. All right, Revelation 19. And that's just two corporations. That's not counting all the ones worldwide that we get, you know, imports from. All right. Verse 1, and after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore which had corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, and saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Now we know what that is. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written which no man kneweth but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. What's going on? Why are the birds going to be there to do what? We're going to see. Y'all have heard this before. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword. This is the judgment of the Lord. That with it he shall smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress, the fierceness and wrath of God, Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together into the supper of the great God. That ye may eat the flesh of kings, and of the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Now remember, this is symbology of something else. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. See, that's what the WHO is trying to do. Here, let's do one more round. And now they're trying to push monkeypox and get everybody quarantined with monkeypox. They will not stop until they are guts. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and then that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive to a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. The remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. This is what I put down here. We are about to see the marriage supper of the Lamb. It is already playing out, in my opinion, and we will see it all unfold wherever the Alliance decides to let us in on it. Could this chapter 19 be the EBS? Where we will finally get to see what they've been doing since Donald John Trump stepped his foot into the White House, be able to sit in our houses before our television sets and see the operations of what went on, the tribunals and the executions. You know, it's portrayed one way from heaven, but another way from earth. The church has made a big, unfathomable event that no one can imagine. But in reality, it plays out in real time and real time events. That's the biggest fallacy of the book of Revelation to me. All along, the Alliance has said that this plan is event-driven, not date-driven. What has the church done? Put dates. It has to be this way, or it can't be. The church all caught up in dates, but the plans are by events. No wonder so few actually see what is really going on. The result of our speaking and praying with others like us, we are seeing the storm unfold before us. We are at the precipice of a complete regime change. Always remember this, the wicked might escape law enforcement, the military, the court, and the judge, but they will never escape God and His judgment. Never. We have to remember that. Okay, Revelation chapter 6. Verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. We just had a blood moon a week ago. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is taken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Not going to happen. So our focus needs to be on God and what He is doing, and not be concerned what man is doing or not doing. Okay? All right, I'm going to read something to you. I came across this, and it really helped center me. These are the protocols of the storm, of the Q movement. They've been out since 2018. I'm just going to tell you the protocols. This is their plan. This is why they're doing it the way they're doing it. The first protocol, number one, is gaslighting the media. The Russian collusion investigation is a quintessential example of this principle of not only allowing, but encouraging the media to spin their delusional narrative. The deep state is tempted into believing that their narrative will be used to determine popular opinion of the president in preparation for his impeachment. That was plan A. If impeachment fails, the groundwork will have been laid for public acceptance, if not relief, at his assassination. That was plan B. This delusion about their Russian collusion conspiracy theory narrative is to be encouraged whenever possible. Now we see the Sussman's trial is happening. He's ratted out Hillary already. There's some major stuff going down with Durham's indictments. Okay. The principal purpose of gaslighting the media is distraction. The Time, the CIA Mockingbird, apparatchik spends trying to convince the public of their Russian collusion conspiracy theory is time the alliance can use to collect evidence and build airtight cases for the upcoming military tribunals. See, when all they're doing, all their junk, the military's behind the scenes working. The secondary purpose of gaslighting the media is to act as time-delayed, controlled demolition of the mainstream media's reputation. The longer the delusional narrative is allowed to run, the greater the eventual damage to the MSM's credibility. See, they want to rat them out and show them to be the liars that they are. Every effort must be made to allow the Trump team to appear suspicious and continue feeding the conspiracy theory suspicions while not providing anything tangible. Provide so much smoke that belief is the existence of a fire becomes exceedingly easy. They've already admitted that Hillary, what she did, she paid for it all, she did it all, it was all, she paid for the Russian hoax. But you've not heard the mainstream media report it one time. Not even Fox that I know of. The tertiary purpose of gaslighting the media is to create in the agents of the deep state and their liberal stages a false sense of security. Make them think they're doing well. The goal is to foster a surreal disassociation sense of cognitive dissonance like they've done to us. An uneasy feeling that is relieved by concluding that Trump is simply guilty and stupid. Oh, that's the biggest mistake to miss whatever you call Trump. The alternative conclusion being that the entire liberal media establishment has been chasing a giant fiction. While Trump prepares his retaliation, the more improbable and terrifying this possibility, the more cognitive dissonance it will create. The false belief is so tempting that the deep state FBI and CIA agents will march deeper into their treasonous plot to frame and impeach POTUS, further documenting their own crimes while providing more time for the White Hats to investigate their crimes. Mueller leads the big guns of the deep state fixers on a slow and steady march directly into the jaws of military justice. Now we know the Mueller deal came to nothing. They couldn't find nothing wrong with Trump. This is all part of their show, all part of the plan. The longer the gaslighting continues, the longer Trump has to lift the country up. He has time to remove the restraints and undo the acts of sabotage done to America by the globalists, thus allowing the country to thrive, making America great again. The longer the gaslighting goes on, the greater America becomes. This drives an ever-widening gap between the delusional MSM narrative and the lived reality of Americans on the main street. The genius of this protocol is the fact that it allows a gradual awakening of the public to the lies of the mainstream media. This steady shift continues until the public is overwhelmingly aware of the delusional plot to unseat POTUS. When the time is right and the Russian collusion farce has been thoroughly exhausted, the alliance will begin to drop the bombshell disclosure, the HRC videos. That's what's happening right now. See, this was 2018, so this is 4 years. All right, protocol two. Secure victory before firing a shot. I like that. Victory must be secured before the first shot is fired. Indeed, there will be no shots necessary, for absolute victory will have been secured in the shadows. While publicly feigning inaction and incompetence to help gaslight the media, in actuality, great action will be taken covertly. Sealed indictments will be piled steadily, month after month, until they reach such absurdity high numbers that their sheer number will cause reports of them to be disbelieved and dismissed as fake news. I think we've already heard some of that. The diligence and discipline of the investigations will be so intense and contrast so starkly with the perceived buffoonery of the White House that its existence will be disbelieved. The fog of the gaslighting campaign will serve as a thick veil, which leaks of covert operations are prevented. They will be allowed and subtly enabled in the White House. The more leaks coming out of the White House, the better. Deep state agents will be commandeered, using their control files and the prospect of a plea deal as leverage with which to puppeteer them. These agents will leak information with such brazen abandon that it will lull the deep state into false security, while perpetrating the false image of a chaotic, disorganized, inefficient, and deeply undermined White House. Strength must be dressed up to look like weakness. Enemies who have been neutralized must be made instead to appear active. Over time, the enemies will be directed to act in increasingly absurd and unbelievable ways. Their leaks and lies will be made increasingly brazen and obvious until it finally dawns on everyone that the whole thing is theater. They will then begin to fathom the truth of what has really been happening behind the scenes, which is so starkly different from what has been portrayed in the theatrical version that it will take time to fully fathom and believe. I don't know, you might already know it about State Farm. They're sending transgender books to five-year-olds in schools. State Farm! And everybody started canceling on them. So they backtracked today. Sorry, lunatics. Not their individual agents. We're talking the corporation, State Farm. The most powerful weapon, this is Protocol 3, weaponize the light, disclosure. The most powerful weapon of the Alliance is the truth. The extent of the deep state's crimes and evil depravity is matched only by the extent of the NSA and CIA surveillance capacity. Every single crime is documented, every criminal association mapped out, every conversation recorded, every bank transfer documented. We see everything. They've said that. That's what Q said. We know everything. We see everything. We have everything. The light is so overwhelmingly powerful that the chief concern is no longer victory. Victory was assured the moment Trump was inaugurated. The chief concern is maintaining the stability of the system while the cabal is quietly neutralized. See, that's what we're going through here right now. The light is so powerful that it cannot be released too quickly, or else it will cause unnecessary shock, panic, and chaos. It must therefore be released in steady, measured doses, and only after the gaslighting of the media has been allowed to run as long as possible. When the public begins to realize who the real criminals are within the FBI, the DOJ, the DNC, and begin to demand justice. When the military tribunals have finished their initial fact-finding mission and the state stage has been set, only then will the files and videos begin to be dropped. Like the Twitter deception. I mean, it's rumored that Trump supplied the money for Elon Musk to buy Twitter. All right, lies take time to be spun and believed while the truth strikes like lightning. The light, therefore, has no reason to rush. The CIA Mockingbird delusion machine is allowed to take their best shot day after day, night after night, for as long as they can keep it up. The disclosure waits for the gaslighting of the media to run its full course, allowing it to overextend and exhaust itself before the major drops begin. This is akin to a superior boxer allowing his opponent to tire himself out in the first rounds. Once begun, disclosure will proceed as rapidly as the public is capable of processing the information. In other words, it's going to drip and all of a sudden it's going to be a flood. The severity of the crimes and the unsealed indictments will proceed from the most simple and obvious infractions, such as mishandling classified documents and perjury, or to the increasingly serious and audacious crimes like election fraud, racketeering, conspiracy to commit murder, and high treason. In this way, the public is given time to come to terms with the criminality in a succession of revelations like baby steps to the gallows. All right? Protocol 4, cut off the cabal's money. The flow of money to the cabal is to be severed in multiple ways during the calm before the storm. Child trafficking networks are to be busted, freeing the child slaves, arresting the procurers and traffickers. These busts are used to gather evidence and build cases against the satanic pedophile blackmail slave networks, while also cutting off one of the greatest sources of illicit funding for the cabal's operations. So that's what they've been doing in the Dumbs and other things. Drug-possessing operations in Afghanistan are to be bombed and raided, while major trafficking by CIA cargo planes are to be quietly disrupted. Organ trafficking rings are to be busted, as well as every illicit source of funding is cut. This funding attrition is used to pressure the minions and mercenaries to flip on their control structures, having been softened by the end of their easy money and faced with long prison terms. They naturally spill their guts. The great thing about opportunist psychopaths is that they have the slightest qualms about flipping. When placed under pressure, the evidence and testimony collected from these foot soldiers are collected into massive airtight cases against the cabal higher-ups. This sets the stage for the military tribunals. You know, from what I've heard, what I've read, the military tribunals are only a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, what you got to say about yourself? Well, I didn't do it. Blah, blah, blah. They said, yeah, you did. You're guilty. You're going to hang. I mean, it's pretty about short. This Crandall, General Crandall, he's quite a character. He didn't put up with nothing. He said, we got it all. We know what you did. The underground bunkers and jungle retreats are raided to end their black market activities, as well as to deny safe havens for the cabal leadership. The second to last strike on the cabal's finances will be to sign an executive order declaring a national emergency regarding human rights abuse and corruption, and giving the Treasury Department the authority to freeze and seize the bank accounts of anyone involved in such crimes. This will neutralize the majority of the cabal's wealth and force them into capitulation. Trump did that second executive order already in 2018. The final strike on the cabal's financials will be the crash of the financial markets. See, that's happening right now. The stock market is going wonky and crazy, but it has to crash for Nasera to be able to be implemented. The final strike on the cabal's financials will be the crash of the financial markets. The financial contagion will start with Deutsche Bank and the derivatives market, possibly triggered by the Chinese Petroyuan launch, but will quickly spread to every market. Safeguards will be triggered and the markets will be frozen in their free fall. This event will be used as the trigger for the martial law takedown of the cabal and the unsealing of the sealed indictments. Right then, there was only 18,500 filed. So I don't know how many's now.
Yeah, I don't know, it's over 200,000.
Yeah.
My check, but it's been a while.
Yeah, there's no telling, maybe 300,000 or more. All right. Part 2, Protocol 5, topple globalist pedocracy, whatever that is, pedocracy, maybe that's it, pedocracy. The world will be united by the New World Order globalists, but not in the way the globalists had hoped. The nations of Earth will be united through our shared disgust and unanimous rejection of the globalist pedocracy. In other words,
That's happening now, too.
Yeah. I think that's what happened with the WHO,
yes.
With those nations. As the true extent of all the crimes, lies, conspiracy, and atrocities of the satanic financial elite and their minions are brought to light, questions will naturally arise as to how much evil corruption and total deception was even possible. This is when the public is introduced to the reality of the pedophile, blackmail slave, and how much mind control was used to control the media's deceptions and even to commit false flag terrorism, such as in LV. I don't know what that is. Yesterday there was 19 children killed and two adults in Houston. The guy was 18 years old and he was a transgender dressed as a woman, and a border patrol went in with his team and took him out. He tried to kill his grandmother before. She's in the hospital in serious condition. Has to be an MK Ultra victim. That's all I can say.
Yes.
I don't know what, such as in Las Vegas. I bet that's what it is. The false flag terrorism, such as in Las Vegas. A controlled demolition of the New World Order, a total systemic collapse will be triggered through disclosure of this simple fact. The New World Order's a satanic criminal cabal of central bankers who have used pedophile blackmail slavery to infiltrate government, media, law enforcement, and intelligence agencies to create a satanic totalitarian empire of the New World Order through shadow government pedocracy. The greatest strength of the New World Order system is transformed into their greatest weakness by simply shifting from darkness to light. By distilling control down to a select few psychopathic pedophiles, the New World Order was able to concentrate their control and limit their liability. The same mechanism, however, created a concentration of criminals whose crimes have already been digitally documented by various intelligence agencies within their blackmail control files. The New World Order was designed perfectly for controlled demolition. The world will be united through our shared humanity, through our collective and unanimous rejection of the globalist cabal. Every country will share in the ritual of exposing and prosecuting the crimes of the cabal. Every country will be united by our collective freedom from slavery and our shared respect of each other's sovereignty. A federation of freed countries will unite in support of each other's freedom. The political left and right will be united by their disgust with the tactics of the globalists. The left will have more deprogramming to do, for their collective empathy had been most effectively exploited by the cynical globalist and nihilist cultural Marxist. The right will feel relief, but will naturally avoid the kind of right-wing fascism of the past. Indeed, unity will emerge naturally from the disillusionment of the lifted veil. All right, reset global financial system. This is Protocol 6. In other words, Nacera, I guess. Let me get a drink right here. The global financial system will be reset at the Mar-a-Lago summit. Global sovereign debts will be collectively voided by a one-time global jubilee. In the U.S., the Federal Reserve will be declared unconstitutional and illegitimate, and the criminal institution will be dissolved. The truth will be revealed about the unconstitutional criminal institution of the Federal Reserve was able to be passed by a corrupted government. The assassinations of the Fed's biggest opponents like Guggenheim, Astor, and Strauss during the sinking of the Titanic will be brought to light. The three bankers on the Titanic. The blackmail of Congress and the president to pass the bill illegally and without a legal quorum on what would later become the exoteric satanic holiday of Festivus, 12/23/1913. Yeah, all this happened on Christmas. When everybody was having Christmas in 1913, they passed all of this stuff and nobody knew it. All right. It's another rebranding of esoteric Saturnalia. All right, that's worship of the sun, I guess, or Saturn, will be revealed. Americans will realize that while the majority of Congress was on recess celebrating Christmas, a handful of satanic pedocrats gathered in D.C. to pass an illegal bill to give a foreign banking cabal, the one blackmailing them, control of the U.S. financial system. The money printing authority in the U.S. will be returned to the rightful constitutional jurisdiction of the U.S. of the Treasury. The U.S. dollar will be reset as a legitimate gold-backed currency. All student loan debt will be voided. Debt slavery, indentured servitude through non-dischargeable student loan debt will be made illegal again. All right, Protocol 7, secure world peace. You know, I was thinking about the one with Sandra Bullock, all the girls, all they said was, all their statements were world peace. Yeah. Peace with North Korea will be secured with nuclear disarmament and a phased reunification of the peninsula initiated. The combination of the technological infrastructures, the South with the cheap and disciplined labor force of the North will combine to create an emergent economic powerhouse which will balance and harmonize Chinese and Japanese influence in the region. We've already seen North and South join together, so I guess that was that. The control strings will be cut, dethroning the CIA and Rothschild control over North Korea. The announcement of this agreement, however, will be delayed until late spring, early summer 2018 to maximize the political impact in the U.S. Peace with Iran will be secured using a combination of irresistible economic and technological incentives to balance the implied martial pressures. The optics of the negotiation will allow both the Iranians and Trump to both save face. Trump will appear to be generous and the Iranians honored. The issue of Israel will finally be resolved and peace finally secured in the Middle East. The precise details of this arrangement is to remain occulted for now. In other words, they didn't add anything. What can be revealed, however, is that the non-Semitic origins of the Ashkenazim will be acknowledged and their real homeland identified as Khazaria, which that's going on right now in Ukraine. That's Khazaria. The original plot of the Rothschilds to sacrifice the nation of Israel, which they also created via the Balfour Declaration, to fulfill their plot to trigger World War III will also be revealed. The true Semites, the Sephardic Jews of Israel, and the Muslims of Palestine will be united by the acknowledgement of their shared oppression and exploitation at the hands of the Zionists. Both Crimea and Astana will factor in the Middle East peace agreement as alternate homelands for any non-Semitic Ashkenazi Khazarian Jews who find the new arrangement disagreeable and decide to leave Israel. All right, Protocol 8, unveil occult science and technology. The fall of the cabal enables breaking the truth embargo and various scientific breakthroughs in secret technologies. Most important and spectacular among them being non-combustion propulsion systems and highly efficient clean energy technologies. These technologies have been shelved for national security because they threaten the petrodollar power structure. The unveiling of the occult energy technologies enabled by two convergent factors. Solar power was beginning to eclipse oil and coal in most effectiveness. The removal of subsidies and use of aerial spraying were only temporary delays of the inevitable rise of solar power. The petroyuan was poised to eclipse the petrodollar. The new gold-backed dollar makes both petroleum alternatives and alternative currencies used to buy petroleum no longer threats to national security. The unacknowledged special access programs, the USAPs, will be revealed, and the truth will be told about the varieties of unexplained aerial phenomena. That's the UFO crap. Or really, probably Area 51 and the crafts that the U.S. has that they haven't disclosed. The unacknowledged special access, oh, I already did that. Wait a minute. The breakaway civilization, its deep underground military bases, the dumps, and the tunnel systems and high-speed maglev trains which connect them will be de-occulted. The plan of the cabal hierarchy to survive the nuclear holocaust they plan to trigger by living underground in this dumb system will be revealed. It will also be revealed that they used some of these dumbs to breed and traffic human children to feed their satanic pedocracy, blackmail, slavery control system through which they exerted absolute control over the world's shadow government of the New World Order. Along with the disclosure of non-combustion propulsion systems and an explanation of UAPs will be disclosure of the real history of human space exploration. The occultic truths will finally be revealed about our true history, the nature of consciousness, and our place in a complex and mysterious universe of higher intelligence and multidimensional existence. Whatever. I don't go for the you know. Here's this dimensional thing, you know, the interdimensionals here mentioned. All right, Protocol 9, baptize humanity into the golden dawn. The event will involve a spiritual baptism, a ritual to mark the release from all forms of bondage. The ritual marks the act of being absolved of all debts, all blackmail, control files, all oaths, and all soul contracts. The consciousness of nearly all humans on earth will inevitably be affected by the global financial reset, for it is an attention concentrating and emotionally entraining event. For the first time since 9/11, the entire world will have an event of shared attention and emotion. In many ways, the consciousness of humanity will be cognitively, affectively, and cognitively entrained. You probably have never heard of conation because it is the most occulted aspect of the mind. volition, will, and spirit. We will not only be trained in what we are thinking and feeling, but in what we are collectively desiring. The event is a sequel to 9/11. 9/11 marked the beginning of humanity's collective and unwitting initiation to a mystery school tradition. The 17 years since 2001 and 2018 was the dark night of the soul for all humanity as the New World Order agenda was foisted on the world's population by the pedocracy. While petrodollar wars and opiate epidemics traumatized the globe, and the mainstream media kept us in the dark, this event will mark the end of the dark night of the soul for humanity. The truth about 9/11 will eventually be brought to light as part of the overall global unveiling of the New World Order cabal and all of its many crimes against humanity. The impact of this event may be potentiated by electromagnetic entertainment of humanity into a shared state of bliss consciousness. This phenomenon may involve a natural celestial event predicted and expected to occur, such as passing through a photon belt of highly energized cosmic rays, which will affect us all on both a conscious and molecular level, which has been predicted by many spiritualists and channelers, which I don't look into that. It is also possible that it will be involved in artificial geomagnetic phenomena in the harp systems, and a telecom antenna are used to temporarily change the frequency of the Schumann resonance in order to entrain and induce a shared state of altered consciousness bliss for all humanity. In other words, the altered consciousness endued by the event may be potentiated by natural and artificial means. It's just talking about, I think, deprogramming everybody's mind from the... Because I don't get into all of this. I don't get into that area. I don't know that I believe any of it. But anyway, I believe whatever is going to happen is what the Lord is going to do. On the other side, participants will pledge their allegiance to Gaia. No, we won't. Humanity and the respective nations and the divine principles of freedom, truth, and love. Everyone is given a fresh start with the understanding that freedom and commitment to each other's freedom is the highest idea to which everyone naturally and voluntarily commits. While freedom of religion continues, all previous spiritual oaths, covenants, and contracts are void. He's talking about the cabal church, not the new. In other words, he says you'll be free to believe the way you want. All right, usury, debt, indentured servitude, and all other forms of slavery and bondage, including blackmail, coercion, will be universally abolished. Secrecy will no longer be tolerated. Indeed, due to the release of advanced technologies, we will realize that secrecy will no longer be possible. In the aftermath, many Western countries will legalize drugs and all so-called vice crimes. Some activities are limited to specific areas, venues, and/or states. Regulation and taxes allowed for a relatively healthy assimilation of the previously black market activity in the light. Effective treatments for addiction will be made available to all, including, Ibogaine treatment, you know what that is? For opiate addiction and LSD treatment for alcoholism. Both of these treatments have already been proven in scientific trials to have over a 60% success rate. All right, he goes on talking about spiritual centers and everything, and I'm about through with that. I'm not going to go into that. But I just wanted you to see, right here, I'll read this last part. The Golden Dawn is the great awakening of humanity in the beginning of the Golden Age. The nature of human consciousness will never be the same in a way that is impossible to describe. It is inevitable as it is ineffable. We are the illuminated sons of the Golden Dawn, and these are our protocols. So, as far as I'm concerned, this is the 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ, and we need to speak that. You know, the only thing that bothers me about this is you don't hear about God. But anyway, at least you know the plan and the protocols and what they're doing. All right.